Kirsin kesävieraana on Christian Charles de Blick, Risto Kalle, joka toimittaa Radio Dayhin joka toinen viikko Fat City-ohjelmaa. Ja hän asuu Kokkolassa, vaikka onkin alun perin amerikkalainen, teksasilainen, musta gospelin laulaja. Mutta sitten hän koki hengellisen herätyksen ja lähti Eurooppaan evankelistaksi. Sieltä löysi Ranskasta kotiseurakunnan ja sitten hän lähti evankelioimaan suomalaisia ja kävi täällä pitämässä konsertteja ja tykästyi suomalaisiin, löysi hyvän ystävän, joka muutti Kokkolaan ja Risto Kalle sitten perästä ja on vuodesta 1994 asti asunut siellä Kokkolassa. Mutta teini-ikäisenä Risto Kalle sairasti kurkkusyövän. Herra paransi hänet siitä syövästä ja hän on siitä paljon todistanutkin esimerkiksi täällä Suomessa. Mutta nyt sitten tuossa 6-7 vuotta sitten syöpä uusiutui.
And then about 6 years ago I began to have sort of the same problems and they operated I think it's been 8 or 9 times basically on my stomach. And when people look at my stomach they just go, "Oh, that's you know, because you look at me and you never think that."
Yeah, and it's one of the worst cancers,
yeah,
stomach cancer.
Yeah, of course.
And there are not many that can be survived.
No. And but again, it was a time for me to really believe that God was going to touch my body somehow. And he has blessed me with many Christian doctors, two in particular, who are really born-again believers. And God does miracles in many different kinds of ways. Sometimes he can heal divinely, or sometimes he divinely heals through people here on earth. And the medical team, many of the nurses have been really great to me and have been Christians too. So I think that with many saints around the world who have been praying for me, that the combination of the Word of God and this good medical team and brothers and sisters praying for me, I'm able to sit and talk to you today. I still have some great difficulty, but at the same time, I could choose to stay in Kokkola and lay in bed and sing the Oi Voi Minoa blues. You know, I could say today is a new day that the Lord has made, and by faith I'm going to get up out of this bed, and as long as the Lord gives me strength in my body to keep moving, then I'm going to go and do what he wants me to do. And when it's time for me to lay down, then it's time for me to lay down.
So what has the cancer done to your voice?
Well, as we were speaking earlier before the interview, it's like with most singers or even speakers, over a period of 40, 50 years, your voice changes.
Anyway.
Yeah. And especially if you're singing and constantly, it's the same like with Andre Crouch. Mm. He doesn't sing like he used to, but he still gets up and sings nevertheless. And when you hear those songs, you just know that those are his songs. But for me, I think my voice has gone down 1 or 2 octaves. And so I've had to develop another sort of style of singing. And in a way, it's quite nerve-wracking because when you've been ministering for years and you have a certain way of expressing yourself vocally, and then all of a sudden to find out that you can't sing those certain notes that you used to sing before and that you have to stay within a certain vocal range, which can be limiting, you know, for a vocalist who likes to sing all over the place, especially in black gospel. But the Lord has given me patience and taught me not my will, but his will be done. And the important thing is that the gospel go forth, not how well I can impress somebody with my vocal phrasing. So that's the human part of me that has to die to myself and live for Christ. It's a painful experience, but I think we all have to go through it one time or another in our lives in order to grow closer to him.
But you're now 65 and you're still having that cancer, so it's like every day is a gift for you.
Every day is a gift, even before. but now when I wake up, every time I open my eyes, because most people say that they have no miracles in their life. And I said, well, that's not true, because just when you open your eyes every morning, even though we take it for granted, that's a miracle, because God has the power to keep our eyes shut. And so when I opened my eyes, I say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. And when I can slide my body around from bed and put my feet on the ground and then stand up. Because I remember when there was a time, especially 2 years ago, when I couldn't even get out of my hospital bed for 2 months. And I remember when I got out of the bed and walked into the hallway, all of the nurse's staff applauded because they had never seen me come out of that room in 2 months. And I knew that there was some hope for me because I thought I could never walk again even. Mm. It was such a really, really bad time. And most of the people that were very close to me, I never saw them. I never heard from them. They never came to visit me or ask me anything. And the Lord goes, uh-huh. He said, but I told you, I am that friend that sticks closer than a brother. Because you sort of expect, especially those that are close to you, or those that you consider close, would call you, would want to know how you're doing, what do you need? And there were more non-believers who were in contact with me than believers. And in a way, that was great because I was able to witness and testify to them to the goodness and the faithfulness of God. So you can look at a situation as it being quite negative, or you can say, okay, God, yeah, I wish my friends would call me. But since they don't, and since you, for some reason, have non-believers on the medical staff here in the hospital and et cetera, many non-believers, when I got back to Kokola, they brought me food to my door and asked me, where are my Christian friends? How come they haven't, you know, called me to see if I need fresh milk or something? And that was always a question on my mind, too. And then you sort of look within yourself and think, okay, what have I done? I know I haven't been the most perfect person in the world who is outside of Jesus. But I saw how God can use even a stone, you know, something that's hard and you would think had no life in it, but he can take a non-believer and use it to bless his children.
Noin tuossa vuonna 2007 Risto Kallella alkoi samantyyppiset ongelmat ja hänen vatsansa on leikattu 8 tai 9 kertaa. Risto Kalle kokee, että häntä on siunattu monella uskovalla lääkärillä ja Jumala on tehnyt heidän kauttaan ihmeitä. Joskus Jumala parantaa yliluonnollisesti, mutta toisinaan hän käyttää ihmisiä tähän tehtävään. Risto Kalle kertoo, että hän voisi maata Kokkolassa ja voivotella elämäänsä, mutta toisaalta hän voi sanoa, että tämä on se päivä, jonka Herra on tehnyt ja uskon kautta häneen nousta ylös vuoteesta. Ja niin kauan kuin Jumala antaa hänelle voimaa liikkua ja jatkaa sen tekemistä, mitä hän haluaa Risto Kallen tekevän. Ja kun on aika lopettaa, niin sitten Risto Kalle lopettaa. Totta kai tämä sairaus on vaikuttanut hänen ääneensä. Se on madaltunut ehkä 1 tai 2 oktaavia ja on pitänyt kehittää aivan toisenlainen laulutapa. Onhan se vähän ahdistavaa, kun on tehnyt vuosia töitä ja on sellainen tietty tapa käyttää ääntä ja sitten huomaa, että ei pystykään laulamaan yhtä korkealta kuin ennen ja se rajoittaa sitä ilmaisua. Mutta Herra on opettanut Risto Kallelle kärsivällisyyttä ja sanomaan, ei niin kuin minä tahdon, vaan niin kuin sinä. Joka aamu, kun Risto Kalle avaa silmänsä, hän sanoo, kiitos Jeesus uudesta päivästä ja siitä, että saan kroppani liikkeelle ja siirrettyä jalkani lattialle ja nousen jaloilleni. Vuonna 2011 Risto Kalle joutui olemaan sairaalavuoteessa jopa 2 kuukautta. Ja hän ehti pelätä, ettei enää koskaan kävelisi, ja se oli kyllä vaikeaa. Vaikeata on ollut myös se, että läheiset ihmiset eivät ole jaksaneet käydä katsomassa, eivätkä soittaneet. Ja loppujen lopuksi monet ei-uskovat ovat tuoneet hänelle ruokaa. Risto Kalle on huomannut, että Jumala voi käyttää ei-uskovia siunauksen välikappaleena lapsilleen. Tämän haastattelun jälkeenkin tämän vuoden puolella Risto Kallella on ollut vaikeita aikoja ja hänet on jouduttu viemään sairaalaan, kun hän on siellä kotona kaatunut ja hänellä täytyy olla siellä sellaiset hälyttimet päällä, jotka sitten soittavat ambulanssin paikalle, koska hän asuu yksin siellä Kokkolassa. Elämä on siis aika rankkaa tällä hetkellä Risto Kallella, mutta silti hän jaksaa tehdä Fat City-ohjelmia ja kertoa evankeliumia ja tehdä näitä levyprojekteja, kuten tämä Live in Finland -äänite, joka julkaistiin toukokuussa ja kuunnellaan sieltä nyt kappale The Savior is waiting.